Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. Welcome to the Passionpreneurs. It's another week. Ryan C. Green here. And we are in the midst, coming down the back stretch. Was it the final stretch? Final leg? Back stretch. You know what I mean. It's the end. We're coming to the end of our special for this month as we focus on Leadership University. Before I get into that, let me go ahead and get all the familiarities out the way. You can make sure if you missed any past episodes of The Passionpreneur, first of all, we want to thank you for listening tonight, today. But if you missed any past episodes, you can go on www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Go ahead and there you can listen to past episodes. You can subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player, iTunes, Android, TuneIn Radio. We're everywhere. So you can go ahead and subscribe to the show. It will really help the show grow if you subscribe to it. It doesn't take anything but to hit that little button, say subscribe. You get the shows downloaded every week automatically. And we grow. Our listener base grows and we can get bigger and better and do bigger things. So we want to thank you for that and hope that you will do that. Also, join our Facebook group. If you go to passionpreneurs.com, you'll see a link on there to join our social network. You can join our Facebook group right there. And we will keep in touch with you and share things with you and help you grow as a passionpreneur. You get to meet people just like you who are interested in growing their lives, becoming better, and turning their passions into profitable enterprises. So make sure you follow me also, ryancgreen.com. You can go online and sign up for my email list. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Rod G Official. And on Facebook at I Am Rod G Page, P-A-G-E. All right, so if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the new book, Leadership University. It is the collection of 52 leadership lessons that I have written in other books, and I put them all together into one book. So this book, it goes through four units. There's a freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and senior year. There's 13 courses in each unit, just like you're in college. And we've been going through some of the courses for this month to celebrate the release of the book. The book just came out, so we wanted to share some information with you so you can get a little sneak peek on what exactly it's all about and what we're talking about in Leadership University. This book is designed for you to take it 52 weeks. Every single week, you'll take one lesson that's taught in the book, and you'll focus on that lesson for the week. You'll meditate on it, implement it in your life, find out how you can improve in that area in your own leadership, take notes, write down action steps for yourself, for your team, and grow as a leader. Like I said before, you don't want to read a self-help book like you read a novel. You don't want to just go right through the self-help book and just read it straight through and not implement the things that you learned or things that you read about. You know, a lot of times people read self-help books because they're looking for those nuggets. They're looking for those things that go, deep. They're looking for those things they can hashtag. They're looking for the little quotes that they can put on Facebook and Twitter, but never really implementing the work that it takes to do what the book tells you to do. So I wanted to put together my leadership lessons in a way that if you haven't already gotten the book, even if you have, if you've gotten previous books, if you have Successes in Your Hand, if you have my little black book of leadership, these lessons are lessons that I've taught already, but perhaps you didn't put them in your life. Perhaps they weren't written in a way previously that you could grasp it and really make it implemented into your life in the right way. So what we did was put it together this way. So now you can take those same lessons and now you can really hopefully put it into work in your life and start to grow as a leader. All right. So that being said, what I want to do is go now into the day's chapter we're going to talk about. We're going to here it is. Don't let the belief level of others limit your dreams. Don't let the belief level of others limit your dreams. So what do I mean by that? Let me just go ahead to the chapter and I'll expound at the end. If you have friends who are constantly dissuading you from going after your dreams, then it's time for you to find some new friends. We have all fallen victim to sharing a dream that excited us with a friend or relative, only to have them shoot it down for some reason. Sometimes those friends may have valuable insight and justification for shooting it down, but most times if those friends aren't experts in the area of that dream, all they're really doing when shooting down your dream is telling you that your dream is too big for them. Pledge today to never again forfeit your dreams because it's too big for people in your circle. Rather than forfeit your big dreams, forfeit those small thinking friends for the time being and go after your dreams. Once you achieve your dreams, they'll either come back around or you'll meet better, bigger thinking new friends along the way. It is not your responsibility to make sure your friends are comfortable with your dreams. It is your responsibility, however, to make sure you are passionately and vigorously pursuing your dreams. It is your responsibility to provide the best lifestyle possible for your family. Your friends don't mean any harm. I mean, they really think they're helping you by warning you of the dangers of chasing your big dreams. The reality, though, is that they are projecting their fears and uncertainties onto your ideas, and you have to be wise enough to recognize when that happens and strong enough to stand up against it when it does. The bottom line is we don't pick our friends first based on their expertise in the areas important to our lives. We pick them on compatibility. Since we don't pick them based on any level of expertise, then why do we often let our non-expert friends dictate to us what plans for our lives are best? Here's something that I had to painfully learn firsthand. Do not expect your family and friends to be as passionate about your dreams as you. That was a difficult pill for me to swallow when it was forced down my throat, but it's not their fault. I had to learn that while my family truly loved me, they only knew one side of me. They only knew the family Ryan, the hang out and have a good time Ryan. None of them really knew the business Ryan, so it was difficult for them to just jump on board when I began sharing all of my dreams with them. I remember when I was publishing my first book, Success is in Your Hand, and I sent out a letter to 30 family members requesting financial assistance to publish my book. Now, this was before there was Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all that GoFundMe. So I actually wrote letters to 30 people asking them for help. I needed $5,000 to cover the printing and book, printing the book and marketing material. So I figured that I would reach, it would be a cinch to raise between 30 households. My heart was broken when I received only one check in the mail from my cousins in Petersburg, Virginia. While I was very grateful for their support, I could not stop wondering what happened to everyone else. I knew there was no way I could have sent the letter to 29 wrong addresses, so why did my family not support my efforts? Your family and friends may not get it in the beginning, but that doesn't mean they do not like you or that they don't wish for you to support you. They don't wish to support your efforts. Sometimes they are just looking at you through tainted glasses. They know too much about the right now you to see you as anything other than what you already are. The thought that there may be a greater purpose in your life other than making potato salad for the family reunion is too hard for some to grasp. Most people spend their lives building that perfect box to put you in and in the family. And when it comes, Most people spend their lives building that perfect box to put them and their family in. And when someone close to them decides to bust out of their box, it can be frightening. Your family loves you without a doubt. They think they are trying to stop you from getting hurt by discouraging you from living outside your box. The only way to overcome that doubt and make believers out of your family and friends is by going out and having massive, supernatural, extraordinary success. You know, now I wanted to share this chapter as we close out this special on the book, because if you're a passionpreneur, if you're pursuing to be a passionpreneur, you're going to undoubtedly have dreams that people are going to have trouble buying into. You're going to have people who, for whatever reason, don't want to get behind it, or they just can't see how it can work because it can't work for them. So, you know, I don't encourage, you know, you don't have, I'm not saying you don't be friends with people. I'm not saying you stop calling your family, but you've got to be able to protect your dreams just like you'll protect your child. You've got to be able to understand that because one person doesn't see it doesn't mean it's not for you. It's not for them. God doesn't give you a dream and expect you to go get endorsements and buy-ins from family and friends if he gave it to you. So as you are trying to walk this walk and pursue your dreams and pursue your passions, just know that you can't limit yourself by what other people are going to say and do. You know, I like to look at it as if people aren't telling you that your dream can't work, then it's not big enough. If people aren't scared, if people aren't asking you, well, what's your plan B if that doesn't work, then your dream isn't big enough. You know, so, you know, your dream should be big enough that and realistic enough that people are going to like, you know, well, wow, they're really going to have hesitation about it. Because if anyone could do it, anyone would. But when you have something that's big enough and powerful enough, if you're really trying to make a real impact on the world and people's lives around you, then you're going to have to dream bigger. You know, a lot of us, we want to do what's easy. We don't necessarily want to go after something that's too hard. And that's not a dream. That's not what dreamers do. If you feel like you're limiting your dreams because you have doubt that they're going to come true, then you're really just, you're operating in the realm of believability of what you know you can do, and then tricking yourself into thinking that you're doing something special. But if you're not stretching out, if you're not going out there, if you're not waking up sometimes, that's how in the world is this going to get done? Then you're not dreaming big enough. And that's going to be a problem when down the line when you're talking about pursuing your passion and becoming a passionpreneur. So I wanted to leave that with you and I want to give you permission to go out there and dream. Go out there and do it. Don't let others limit your belief level. Don't let their doubt be your doubt. Get around people who believe in you. Get around people who are achieving it as well. Get around the team of people who can push you in the right direction. You know, I for a long time struggled with trying to find people who not only believed in me, but who could also bring expertise and help me accomplish things. I could find people who could be cheerleaders. I could find people who were also pursuing their own dreams, but finally being able to find people I could team up with, people who had expertise, who could actually help me, who I wasn't always the one bringing expertise to the room. I wasn't the one always bringing something good and positive, but they could also bring something when I wasn't the one constantly pouring out, but the people could pour into me. When that finally happened, you know, and honestly, it really happened over the last year. That's when I started seeing things really start to shift, doors start to open, things start to change, business start to develop even more. So you've got to understand that you're going to go through your valleys because you're going to have that transition. Growth hurts. Growth takes time because it's stretching you. When you stretch anything, it's going to hurt. But get yourself around positive people. Get yourself around people who are going in your direction and can help you out. And it'll make it a whole lot easier. And then when you're successful, then you go back to your friends and your family. And they'll be like, oh, you changed. And you'll look them dead in the eye and say, yep, I did change. Because if I wasn't going to change, I would still have lived right here at the same level. And to get more, you got to change. You got to do more, become more, think more. All right. So hopefully that helped you out. If you like what you heard, you want to go ahead and get a copy of the Leadership University book, go ahead to www.ryancgreen.com. Look forward to talking to you next week on the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Make sure you share the word. Love y'all. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.